Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Ready to read our scriptures for today? We're reading from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Let's go. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the farthest parts of the earth. Now, we have just come from the Easter weekend where we saw Jesus hanging on the cross, nailed to it for your sin and my sin. And he said, "It is finished." He said, "It is finished." Yet when we see and we read the opening scriptures, Jesus is giving his disciples work to do, because he's telling them to go and be his witnesses. He says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the farthest parts of the earth." They were to be his witnesses to the farthest parts of the earth. 2024 is the year of breakthroughs extended. How many of you still remember that? It is the year of breakthroughs extended. And one of the things that Pastor said about this year in his definition when he was beginning this series, he said, God's desire and design for each of us is that we continue to experience breakthroughs in 2024 to the farthest extent of our lives. There is so much more the Lord has in store for us. God wants to break through for us to the farthest extent in our lives. Yet at the same time, as we saw in our opening verse, we are to be his witnesses to the farthest parts of the world. God wants to break through for us to the farthest extent in our lives. Yet at the same time, he wants us to be his witnesses to the farthest parts of the world. Today is Mission Sunday, and I want to minister a word entitled Breakthroughs Extended to Extend God's Kingdom. Breakthroughs extended to extend God's kingdom. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And indeed, it is finished. The work of salvation is finished. However, the work of spreading the gospel is still going on. The work of redemption is finished, but the work of reconciliation continues. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18, "And all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who gave us this ministry of reconciliation." God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling men back to God. Over the past 4 weeks, here we saw and we talked about the summoning, then the serving, then the struggling, and last week the saving. And today I want to talk about the spreading of the word of the Lord. All that Jesus did was for a purpose, for us then, to those who know him, to continue that work of spreading the word of the Lord. He told his disciples in Matthew 24 and verse 14, "This good news of the kingdom will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come." This good news will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. The end will not come until the gospel, the good news about the kingdom, is spread throughout the world. As I was preparing for this word this week, I heard the Lord say to me in my heart that some of the breakthroughs that He has for you and I are tied directly to our being involved in the spreading, in the extending of His kingdom. Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day." God's blessings and God's provision is with a purpose. Jesus told His disciples in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." There is a connection between that which God wants to give you and the extension of His kingdom. The Lord's desire, as we have already seen, is to break through for us to the farthest extent. But this is with a purpose, which is to extend and to establish His kingdom and His covenant to the farthest parts of the earth. In reading of Scripture, we see the early church actively involved in causing the word of God to spread. We read in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, "So the word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem grew rapidly, and a great number of the priests became obedient to the faith." Note the word there, obedient. Obedient to the faith. The Great Commission is not just about making disciples, but it is about teaching the new believers to obey everything Jesus commanded. Obedience is key. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 and 28 to 20, the Great Commission says, and we all know this, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you even to the end of the age." Throughout the book of Acts, we see the word of God spreading far and wide. This despite the opposition and obstacles that they faced. Acts chapter 12 and verse 24 says, "But the word of God continued to spread and multiply." Again in Acts chapter 13 and verse 49, it says, "And the word of the Lord spread throughout the region." Acts chapter 19 and verse 20 says, "The word of the Lord powerfully continued to spread and prevail." That was the early church. Now it's our turn. That was the early church. Now it's our turn to see the word of the Lord spread and multiply, and to spread through our regions, our neighborhoods, and to spread powerfully and to prevail. There are still masses of people yet to hear and to respond to the gospel message. So what must we do to see the word of God spread in our generation? What must we do to see the word of the Lord spread in our generation? In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus, as He was walking with His disciples, He saw the masses and He saw the crowds. And when He saw the crowds, the Scripture records that He said the following in verse 36 of Matthew chapter 9. "When He saw the crowds, He was moved with compassion because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." Verse 37, "Then He said to His disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.'" Then in verse 38, He told them what to do. And He said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest." So the first thing we must do is send. Workers must be sent out into the harvest fields. The Amplified Classic puts it this way: "Pray for the Lord of the harvest to force out, to thrust laborers into His harvest." This is not just some casual thing. It is a forceful thing to be thrust forth, to be sent out, to be forced out, to be thrust forth into the harvest field. Here at Nairobi Lighthouse Church, we harvest and conserve the harvest. We disciple and harvest primarily through our cell groups. So in our lingo here, we would say, the harvest is plentiful, but the cell leaders are few. The harvest is plentiful, but the leaders are few. This Mission Sunday, a call is going out, a cry for workers, for leaders to be thrust out, to be forced out into the harvest. This Mission Sunday, a call is going out, a cry for workers. This is what the Lord told us to pray. Ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust out, to force out laborers, to send laborers into the harvest. We need to be thrust out of our comfort zones, out of our excuses, out of our reasonings, out of our slumber, and out of our lethargy into the harvest. This is a call to serve, a call to allow ourselves to be sent, to be thrust forth into the harvest fields. For those who are already serving in the harvest fields, our current cell leaders, well done. Keep it up. Yes, let's appreciate each and every person who is currently leading. Well done. Don't grow weary. Keep working. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your breakthrough is coming. May the Lord reward you greatly. We love and we appreciate you. For those who are once leading, and for one reason or another, you are no longer leading, I have a word for you from Paul, who encouraged the believers in Rome, telling them in Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, don't let your zeal subside. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Don't let your zeal subside. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. We are not stopping. Like we sang, we are on the Lord's side. Forever and ever, our God is good, and we will continue serving him. We are not to lose our spiritual fervor. We are not to lose our zeal or let it subside. We must return to our first love. This year, 2024, will mark 30 years since sales began on August 18th, 1994. My wife and I joined NLC in 1989, got married in 1993, and in 1994, we were trained and had the privilege of being amongst the first group of leaders be trained, cell leaders. Since then until now, we have been leading, and many others in this house. This is how we conserve the harvest. This is what we do here, and that is to the glory of God. There are many others, Pastor Nelson, Miss Jane, Pastor Dawn, Miss Amy, who have been leading, and we will continue doing so, because it's what the Lord has commanded us to do. Forever and ever, our God is faithful, and we'll continue being faithful to him as well. So for those of you who have been trained and are not yet serving, let me encourage you with the words of the Lord, encouraged Gideon with. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 14, the Lord turned to him, the Lord turned to Gideon and said, go in the strength you have, and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Am I not sending you? This is for those who have been trained but are not leading. And there are many. Go in the strength that you have. It is the Lord sending you. In the opening scriptures we read that Jesus tells his disciples that they were to receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. We are therefore not to rely on ourselves, our own strength or ability, but the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this illustration. If you had a single drop of water, or just a cup of water, or a barrel of water. And then to that, you added a whole ocean to what you have. What you initially had will be irrelevant. Can we agree on that? That what you initially had will be irrelevant. And this is how it is with the Holy Spirit. His power is immeasurably and infinitely greater than ours. Therefore, it really does not matter how much strength you have to start with. It does not matter how much strength you start with. And then it begins to make sense what the Lord was telling Gideon when he said, go in the strength that you have. Because it was not his strength that God was asking him to rely on, but his strength, God's strength. So the emphasis is not on your strength, but on going. Go. Go. Go in the strength that you have. And he ends the statement by saying, am I not the one sending you? You and I are not alone when we are going to do what God has asked us to do. For those who have completed PEP and have never done insight, or you dropped off somewhere along the way, this call is for you as well. Get trained. Join the workers so that you can be sent into the harvest fields. This is a call for all of us to be God's hands extended. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, so then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Remember, we're talking about what do we need to see, do to see the word of God spread throughout our regions. The first one is we need to agree to be sent. Send. And then number two, it takes sacrifice. As we look back to Easter, last week we saw the sacrifice the Lord made on that cross. We saw what Jesus did for us. And we saw his great mercies, the great mercies of God. So what should our response be? My response. And that's what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 2. In view of God's great mercies to us, I appeal to you, therefore, to offer yourselves a living sacrifice. So our response should be to offer ourselves as living sacrifices dedicated to God. The spreading of the word of the Lord to our regions and neighborhoods will take sacrifice, a giving of ourselves, a dedicating of ourselves to the work of the Lord. Our dedicated service will require sacrifice. The sacrifice of our time. The sacrifice of our energies. The sacrifice of our resources. Everything that we have and what we are. That's why he says, offer yourselves as living sacrifices. Everything that you are is a sacrifice being given to the Lord. I mentioned earlier, referring to the book of Acts, that we see the word of the Lord spreading throughout the region, multiplying and prevailing. There was, however, several attempts to stop its spread. One such attempt is recorded in the book of Acts and in chapter 4, and we read from verse 15. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, and they conferred together. What shall we do with these men, they asked. It is clear to everyone living in Jerusalem that a remarkable miracle has occurred through them, and we cannot deny it. What God has done cannot be denied. But to keep this message from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them not to speak anymore in his name. Then they called them in and commanded them not to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, judge for yourselves Father, it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than God. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. And this brings us to our third and final point for today. As we answer the question, what must we do to see the word of the Lord spread in our generation? Number three, we must speak. We must speak. Here were the religious leaders, the Sanhedrin, who the very same people who instigated the crucifixion of Christ, trying to intimidate into silence Peter and John, with a sole purpose, as we read in verse 17, to keep the message from spreading. The religious leaders tried to intimidate them into silence, but Peter and John refused to be silenced. Our response to the intimidation must not be silence. We must not be silenced by the intimidation that we face. But like Peter and John, we must say, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. The devil's tactics have not changed. He still tries to intimidate us into silence. Now, unfortunately, some of us have succumbed to this intimidation and have heeded to the warning not to speak, and we have become silent. We are no longer speaking about what we have seen and heard. We have become silent believers. But when we read the book of Acts, we do not see anything like silent believers. There is nothing like a silent believer. We must speak of what we have seen and heard. 1 Peter 3:15 says, it was read earlier here by Pastor Vita, and it says and tells us that we should be prepared to give a defense to everyone who asks us a reason for the hope that is in us. We must be prepared to speak. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, we read that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto the death. They were not giving in to intimidation. This is what we must do. We must not remain silent, but we must speak boldly, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, spreading the word, telling others of the goodness of our God, spreading his word wherever we go. This is the year of breakthroughs extended. I said this is a year of breakthroughs extended. And our breakthroughs are tied to our extending of God's kingdom, the spreading of the word. For the kingdom of God is to extend the word of the Lord, is to extend, and the word of the Lord is to be spread. And we are the ones called to do it. And you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. That is the key. Receive the filling of the Holy Spirit so you can go and spread the word. This gospel will spread as we agree to be sent. It will spread as we agree to be sent. We have to agree. I said we have to agree to be sent. And this is our prayer. I said earlier, these pastors can testify that our prayer is, God, give us leaders. The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the leaders are few. We need all hands on deck. It will spread as we agree to be sent, offering ourselves as living sacrifices to God, and not giving in to the intimidation to be silent, but speak boldly. Speak boldly of what we have seen and heard. Your testimony cannot be refuted. What you have seen and heard cannot be refuted. You may not have all the doctrinal answers, But what you have seen and heard is personal to you, and somebody will know that you are speaking the truth because it is what you are saying. It is you who has experienced it. Do not be intimidated into silence, but we must speak what we have seen and heard. And this is all of us. All of us must speak what we have seen and heard. What has Jesus done for you? There is something he has done for you. Speak it. That is your testimony. Do not be intimidated into silence. Speak it. What you have seen and heard. It is what you have seen. It is personal to you. It is what God has done for you. How God has changed and transformed you personally. That is what will speak volumes to those who know you. Don't be silent. Some of you, your friends are asking you, why don't you go out with us these days? And you just say, I don't feel like. No, that's not the truth. The truth is that Jesus has saved you. Why aren't you smoking with us anymore? The truth is that Jesus has delivered you. It's not that you just don't feel like. It is Jesus. Speak what you have seen and heard. That is your testimony. It will spread as we agree to be sent. We must agree. Offering ourselves as living sacrifices to God. Not giving in to intimidation to be silent. But we speak boldly of what we have seen and heard. You're here. And you want to commit yourself back to that place of leadership. You were once leading, but you have stepped back. Or you have been trained, but you have not stepped up. This call is for you. I want you to make a decision in your own heart. God is tugging at your heart. And if that is you, I want you to look for your pastor and talk to them and tell them, Pastor, I am ready. I guarantee you the harvest will be there. Once you step up, once you step out, the harvest will be there. You're willing to make that sacrifice, giving of yourself as a living sacrifice. You want to regain your voice, no more being silent, but boldly speaking. I want us all to respond. If any of those categories includes you, just lift your hand. Let us lift our hands together and make that commitment before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask you, see our hearts. Lord, you know where each of us is. Lord, for those of us who have stepped back, Lord, give us the courage to step up and to step back into that place of being thrust forth into your harvest field, into that place of leadership. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we are giving of ourselves as living sacrifices before you. That, Lord, we are giving of our lives to you. Our time, our efforts, our resources are being laid upon the altar, and we are being used by you to see your kingdom extended. And Lord, I want to thank you that, Lord, we are regaining our voice. We are not being silenced, but the Lord, we are speaking. We are speaking boldly. Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is filling each and every one of us, and that, Lord, you're helping us to be your witnesses in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces. Wherever we go, we are going and we are speaking of what we have seen and what we have heard. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah. This gospel shall be preached, and then the end will come. We must be busy about our Father's business. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Go and testify of what you have seen and what you have heard.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.